Somebody who can't hear anything at all, you said that person is...
He's deaf. Not deaf, but deaf.
Yeah.
Those are the expressions I've heard before.
Do you hear very much anymore?
Not anymore. Years and years ago I did, but not anymore. People are overcoming that. They have TV now. They learn from TV.
Yeah, I guess so. And, you might say you work very hard and you come in and take off your shirt. You come off your shirt and you say, look how I
am sweated. I don't use the word perspire.
Yeah.
Sweat.
And say you have a discharging sore on your arm.
Yes.
And it comes to head. What do you call that?
I call that boil.
Over the
coffee now? Rising. That rising is an old expression, never used anymore. He used to use it as a kid.
Did they mean the same thing?
Just about. It's usually called, it's coming in the springtime, and it's called spring sickness.
What did you call when the boil opens, the stuff that drained down, what did you call that?
Goodness. Pus. That's a bad expression too, but it was what it was.
You might say it.
See, I can say the ball drains now. I would not say this sore, my arm is busted and I got some pus running out of it. You know, that's what I used to say. Liquid inside the blister? Is there a name for that? Water? I call that water.
Yeah,
water. Water the blister.
Yeah. You ever heard anybody call that humor?
Never had that before.
You might say bee stung me yesterday in my hand.
Swelled up.
Yeah. Or you must look how it has.
Swollen.
And in a war, if you get shot, the doctor has to tend to your
wound.
Yeah. Now, say a wound doesn't heal cleanly, and you have a white granular substance that grows in there. Do you have any name for that?
Inside a wound?
Mm-hmm. That you maybe have to burn out or something.
Goodness. Never heard that before.
Ever heard anybody use the term proud flesh?
I've heard proud flesh. That's when something doesn't heal. It usually spews out, you know, around the wound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's all outside wound.
Yeah, that's proud flesh. Mm-hmm. I've seen that now. I've had myself.
Mm-hmm.
I got shot.
Mm-hmm.
No, I've never been shot.
Didn't
no,
you did get shot?
No.
And say, if you had a little cut on your finger, you might put a kind of brown liquid on there. What do you call that?
Well, I wouldn't use that brown, I'd use that red stuff. Brown would eat, he'd be pretty bad. It's not iodine, but that's bad. I'd use mercurochrome, and that's bad too. I might use capophenique, which is best.
Mm-hmm. And say when people had malaria, what they would give them as a tonic was?
3-6s. Mm-hmm. You never heard of 3-6s?
What is that?
Well, it's a bitter... medicine. I took it when I was a kid. I had malaria once, and I took that. 3-6s. Ask them about 3-6s. If you haven't heard, ask anybody, an old-timer about that. They'll tell you. Or they take quinine, cream of tartar, and salts. Those three things, too, are supposed to clean your system out. That was an old family remedy we used to take when we were poor.
3-6s, well,
it tastes bad. It was a medicine. It was a patent medicine. You could buy it, you know, in a store. It was designed especially for malaria fever and chills.
Mm-hmm.
Had 3-6s on the label.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that as a kid.
Yeah. If a man was shot and didn't recover, you'd say that he
died.
Yeah. People around here have any kind of euphemisms in very polite ways of talking about that?
Passed away.
Yeah. What about humorous ways of...
He's met his maker.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the blacks use that expression a lot.
You might say he's been dead a week and nobody yet figured out what he
died of.
Mm-hmm. And what do people around here usually call the place where they bury you?
Graveyard.
Mm-hmm. Any other term?
I call it a cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
I don't call it a graveyard. I call it a cemetery.
Yeah. And what about the thing that the box that they bury you in?
Okay. There's several things. One's a coffin.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main thing.
Anything else you might hear?
Box. Put him away in the box.
Mm-hmm.